studying the Maral, and it's in Gvuras Hashem, where the Maral deals extensively with issues surrounding Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have mentioned earlier that in the Maral's understanding of Golos and Geula, the point of our being in Mitzrayim was for us to come to recognize the truth of the one God. The whole point of being in Mitzrayim was that Mitzrayim represented the denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First thing the Pharaoh says to Moshe is, Mi Hashem? Who's that? What's that? I'm going to listen to some Yudke Vavke, to some Hashem about whom you're speaking. I have no recognition of this Hashem, and I have no interest in recognizing this Hashem. I deny the existence of this one master of the universe. And that's a very powerful influence. We saw how the Maral basically posits that that is how all of Mitzrayim thought. That was the opinion of all of Mitzrayim. And as a large, powerful empire, that was the opinion of the people in the empire. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about all of these miracles and all of the makos in order to convey to the Pharaoh and to us his truth, the one truth. So one of the important issues surrounding the Korban Pesach is this Achdusa Yisbarach. And it's all around the Korban Pesach, which is what the Maral is going to show us. Everywhere you turn, in how the Pesach is chosen, and in what the Pesach is, which animal the Korban Pesach is, how the Pesach is processed, all of it points to the existence of and expresses how it is the desire of the one Hashem that he so be served with this Korban, so that he be recognized, so that he now have his chosen people begin to engage with him as the one Ribono Shelo. So the first part of what we're going to learn, what we have here in our section one, on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, in these editions of the Gevuras Hashem, it's toward the end of Perek Lamed He, toward the end of the 35th Perek of Gevuras Hashem, where Maral says that the idea of doing a Korban Pesach by family, and remember, each person only has to have a kezayis, so it's conceivable that a Korban Pesach can feed 30, 40, 50 people. He says, firstly, because we want that families appreciate that they have fathers, that they have grandfathers, and ultimately that they have the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So it's called Sela Beis Avos, Sela Boyes, firstly because that's why we deserve to be a people and to be set free from Mitzrayim. The yichus of having Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and the promise to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is the reason for the Gula. That's number one. And then he says, Va'od, Bishvil Sheha Pesach Hazem Moira Al She Yisrael Heim L'Chelik Hashem Yisbarach. This Pesach that we process shows that we are His. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Shehu Kel Echad. So we come together in unity as a reflection of the fact that He is the one God, the unitary God. K'mei Shebi Arnu L'mal Av Yisbar L'Kamanoid. B'bnei Zeh Tzrichim Yisrael sheyisachdu al yedei hamishpachos al Pesach zeh. So that's why we're brought together to process a Korban Pesach, because that expresses how we are one. Like Hashem is one. A family is a unit, is unitary, and so is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is one and only. Ki ha-mishpachas mis'achnin b'ma shehu basar echad. We are of one flesh, brothers, sisters, children, parents. Oy hu v'ha-karav elof shehem shechenim yachad, at least they live in the same house or in the same neighborhood. V'chol inyan ha-karban hazeh sheyiyah meiriki karban zeh l'kel echad. We are doing this because we all are the people who worship the one God. V'chol inyan ha-karban hazeh sheyiyah meiriki karban zeh l'kel echad l'kach giyum mis'achtim olof. So we come together in yichud because it is in service of, and we are beginning to be the people of the children of the one God. So we are one family serving together as we become the children of one God. V'chein mashet zrichim liyos nimnim alav kaidim shchita. For that reason, before the shchita, we have to know who will be a part of and be yotzei with this particular karban. You cannot decide after the shechita. It has to be with a shechita intending to bring this animal for the sake of the following people. That has to be all completely set up before the shechita of the Pesach. Shekarban haPesach mara al mi she'anu ovdim lo avoda hazayis shehu kel echad. Everything has to be unitary, joined together. Like Hashem is one, the unit that's going to process a Korban Pesach has to be one, unified. L'kach ru'u yezeis ha'avoyde sh'yiyah ha'kol miyuchad. Everything, one. V'im lo'y ha'ya nimna kol echad olav lo'ya ha'korban miyuchad l'chol echad ve'echad. If you don't have people who are as a unit preparing to be yotze with this Korban, the idea of echad would not be represented. V'oy timtze b'pesach mashalei timtze b'kol shar ha-karbonos kiyim b'chatos, except for karbon chatos, sh'kol ha-zvachim sh'nishchatu sh'loy l'shmon k'sherim chutz m'pesach v'chatos. You have an oyla, and you don't tell the kohen who's doing the shechita what the animal is for. He does not know. He shechts the karbon. It's busy in the Beis HaMikdash. He shechts the animal and says, okay, whose animal was this? He did a kosher shechita and he knows it's a karbon. So that would be fine for an ola, for a shlamim, for all kinds of karbonas, not for the Pesach. For the Pesach, it has to be that the shechita is done with a kavana of a karbon Pesach. Has to be singled out for the purpose of being a Korban Pesach. V'im nishchat l'shem Korban acher pasul. K'mayzhu pasulim le'nimna alav mitchilasa. Just as one is not able to be yatsa with a Korban unless you were counted toward that particular animal before its shechita. Kach pasulim le'shachtu l'shem Korban Pesach. She'kol dover b'pesach tzorek she'yiyah m'yuchad v'lo mishtatef imay dover acher. Everything has to be singled out without anything parallel, without anything that's brought onto or added onto it. V'tzarek sh'yiyah said, Tomim, Zachar, a Zachar can never have an Uber carried within it. And the Korban Pesach has to be a Zachar. It cannot be a Nekeva. Because again, that means that it is unitary and alone. And only one, and not two. It has to be Setomim, has to be Ben Shana within its first year, again, for the same reason. Min HaKvasim u'min HaIzim, HaKol Meir al Inyan HaAchdus K'meshi Yizbor L'Kam. How about the time of the Shechita? V'chein, V'shachtu Oysoi Bein HaRabayim, the Torah says. What's Bein HaRabayim in the afternoon? Kaidem Erev Shel HaLaila. Before the sun sets, V'achar hayom she'ovar, but it's after midday. Shekvar koichai tosh. The day is waning. It has to be when the basic idea is yesterday, or it's almost yesterday, is over. Tomorrow isn't here yet. This in-between place is very unique, says the Maral, and that's why the Shechita of the Korban Pesach must be Bein Harbaim. It cannot be earlier in the day. V'dav ezeh, hu mufla ma'od, hu davar mufla ma'od, ki Bein Harbaim hu Bein Hayom she'avar, hu Bein Hayom she'bo. It's in between the day that's soon past and the day to come. V'einu shayach liyom she'avar, she'hari kvar hayom maskel la'aray, v'einu min hayom she'bo she'dayin lehiskel lovay. That's why it's miyuchad for the zman of the Pesach. It's a very unique time. It's a time that, so to speak, is not yesterday, not yet tomorrow, that's for sure. Look at citation 4, if you will, please, at the very end, where he speaks about this again in a slightly different way on page Kuf Lamed Hey, second column. Va'od yesh lemer ma shenishchat bein harbaim ki hayom misyaches el hametzius. V'halayla el hahedar. The day represents what you can see, meaning everything that exists. Presence. Known presence. Night, darkness, represents absence. Hahedar. Hahedar means absence. V'chol hanimtzoim nifsadim. And whatever does exist might be lost. V'hu yisbarach echod bilvad kayim. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever. Is kayim la'ad ul'olme ulamim. V'bishvil kach, hu yisbarach echod mipnei shekol ha'nimtzoim nifsodim. Anything and everything in the world passes. Shavim el mi shebara'om. They go back to where they came from. Dust to dust, as we say. Umetchilas harev hashemesh shehachama mascheles bishkia hu hascholas hefsid v'hedar ha'or. The afternoon represents the idea of everything wanes and eventually ends. Ba'oz yishchat ha'pesach l'shmoy. That's when you shech the Pesach to the God who, in contrast, is forever, is eternal, uniquely. Shehu echad. Shezeh hazman meira al achdus, kasher hanimtzoim nifsodim v'hu kayim nitzchi. Everything is coming to an end. The day is coming to a close. In contrast, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzchi, is forever. V'chal hanimtzoim ba'olim, im haschalas hashkia him noitim im harav hayom el hasheira. Everything starts to come dark, people get tired, you're moving toward the point where you'll go lie down, go to sleep. V'hu k'moy misa. Sleep is a bit like death itself. V'heder, its absence. V'ha'cheshech, darkness. K'moy heder ha'nimtzoy, the absence of all that exists. V'hu yizbarach nitzchi. V'lekach oz hu roi l'hakriv karban ha'pesach. That's the time of bringing the karban Pesach, where everything else is moving toward darkness, to an abyss or to oblivion, to non-existence, whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzchi, is forever. And then he actually adds, he says, and that's why the expression that we use when we daven and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad, that you HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one, and the idea of Hashem, the truth of Hashem, is one and unique. We don't say that at Shacharis on Shabbos, Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad. But we say it in the afternoon, because everything else is coming to a close, like Shabbos and everything else, and everything in every day. That day ends, and everything in that day comes to an end, as everything in the world will eventually come to an end, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the contrast, and that's the reason why the Shechitas HaPesach is in the afternoon. So it's a little bit different from what he says in the beginning of Perek Lamed Vav. Now, let's go. Yeah? Everything eventually diminishes. Nothing lives and nothing exists forever. If suddenly means it diminishes.
So why is that the appropriate time?
Because in contrast, everything diminishes. Whereas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time and space and is kayam la'ad ul'olmei alamim. In other words, like, because, yeah, the Bein Arba'im, meaning that it's a time when things are waning, meaning that the physical world is becoming either less noticeable, obscure, hidden, unknown. That represents Hedar. That represents absence. But when that absence will be complete, there is one thing that will still exist, and that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's like the power and unique HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so powerfully unique in that he alone is so different from everything else that exists in the created world, in the physical universe. Let's look at the beginning of the 36th parak, back to page Kuf Lamed Gimel. Again, all about how the Korban Pesach expresses how Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. And again, we have to keep this in mind. As the Maral taught us, in Mitzrayim, that was denied. All of what Mitzrayim stood for was multiplicity of gods, and the Pharaoh believing in himself, believing in the Nile. He identified with the waters of the Nile and said, it is mine, I created it, I am a god. And the Pharaohs believed that. Beginning of the parak, he says, V'achlu asabosa b'layla hazetzli eish al matzeh sumrarim yachlu. K'van yisbar lucha ki ha-pesach mayra al shehu yisbarach echad. The whole point of the Pesach is a way of expressing how Hashem is one, one and only. That's why the Pesach must be eaten together. Those who are nimnin, those who are counted for the Pesach, eat the Pesach in one place. Eat the Pesach together. Shim kein hoyeze chiluk uperud. You can't have people go out off to their various different places. You have to have them together. And each of us, once we start and have a Pesach in a particular place, we finish it in that place. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim is intending to teach the Mitzrayim, and perhaps more importantly, to teach us. That we should see and feel there is only one Hashem. Shehare osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael nisim v'nefloiz b'mitzrayim k'ritzoinoi ve'ein mi yomer lo'im ma'atase. No one can dictate, no one can defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did as he wished to the Egyptians. V'chal nisim v'nefloiz b'mitzrayim lo'idia shehu yisbarach yochid be'al yomim u'betachtoinim. K'may she'amra Yisrael, Ato yadati ki godol Hashem kol ho Elohim. Void yisbar zel kam. Mipnei zeh, ho yokar mipesach mera alachdusu yisbarach v'tziva lachal apesach al matzah sumrodim. That's why it's eaten with matzah, representing freedom, and Hashem's springing us so quickly from Mitzrayim, and merodim, bitter herbs, which represent bondage. Because they are both in Hashem's hands. They are both controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahay rois, ki me'itoi, shehu echad yavau pu'ules mechulakos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the reason, the source, the one who creates and does and puts into effect virtual opposites to the same people. The same people who were in bondage were there because Hashem wanted that to be. And then those same people were set free because Hashem wanted that to be. So the matzos and morim are eaten with the Pesach, al matzos umrorim yachluhu, to express the fact that this carbon to Hashem is a carbon to the one God who brings about the geula, just as he was the one who brought about the geulos. We shouldn't ever say, if you're one, then you can only do one thing. If you're all about one thing, you're not about another thing. like a Zoroastrian would believe, you know, that there are gods of the light and the gods of darkness. There are those who believe, or who used to believe, in a multiplicity of gods. There's a god in the ocean. Then there's a god in the heavens. There's a god on earth. There's a god in different places. And each has hegemony over what they each control. And that was a normal way of thinking. You have to understand, the world really believed that, because there were so many gods as there were natural constructs. So there are gods in the mountains, there are gods in the fields, there are gods of different crops. I mean, they believed this. And superstitiously, you know, they had to pay homage to all these gods. Actually, it was very, very expensive, because you had to offer all kinds of tribute, not just to one god, but to who knows how many, in fear that if you don't, oh gosh, what's going to happen to you, right? If you have one particular god, he can't do many different kinds or opposite things, contra opposite effects by one god. Fire is fire, it's hot, and it does what fire can do. L'chamein, to cause warmth, heat. V'hamayim, sheyesh behem teva echad, ein pulasim rak l'karer. Water, on the other hand, is going to be the cooling factor. It can't get hotter than 212. So you have this natural world that people were convinced is a reflection of the gods. The natural world, with all of its polarities, is simply reflected or reflective of the fact that there are so many gods with various different powers and different spheres of power. That's how people thought. We were the ones out of the box who were, what, there's one master of the universe? We take it for granted that that's, you know, normal logical thinking. Practically speaking, that was revolutionary. Revolutionary. Ven ha-dovazeh be'eldin yizbarach. There is no multiplicity of gods. There is only one Hashem Yisbarach. Unlike what Minim thought. Quoting the Pasuk that says, you know, people said, you can't have one higher source for all that's good and all that's bad. As he is the one who took us from Mitzrayim, he is the one who caused us to be enslaved in Mitzrayim. We so quickly that we could not even wait for our batzek, for our dough to rise, because the time came and out we went. Whereas the merorim obviously are expressive of and represent the shibud. Leimar, all of this is meant to teach us to say, ki hakol b'koychei shuhu hamochetz v'hu harofei. He is the one who will smite, and he is the one who will heal us. Obviously, that's from the Pasuk, Machatzti va'ani erpa, Pasuk from Ha'azinu. U'bezus Hashem Yisrach be'inyan hazeh na'arach l'kamen. And finally, on page Kuf Lamed Hey again, our third citation. How is the Karban Pesach processed? Very unique. You can't separate parts of the korban and cook them separately. You can't cook the korban either, because when you cook something in water, it starts to fall apart. Whereas when you roast it, its own juices leave, and it becomes even more solidly drawn together. The tziva, what we have here underlined as Section 3. You eat the animal after it's been roasted in fire, whole, with its head and its innards and its thighs. Shekvar amarnu shekorban zeh tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahoreis al shehu yisborach yachid ba'olamo. He is one. The one God of the universe. Ulefichach kol ha'maisim min korban zeh nimshochim achar inyan zeh lahoreis al ha'achdus. How it's processed all stems from the fact that it's meant to show that Hashem is one. Ulefichach mitzvaseh al roishoi ve'al kirov. That's why it's processed, roasted with its head and its legs, not separated but all together. V'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam ken she'yachel sli eish, that it be eaten roasted. Ki bosom avushal hu nifrad l'chlokim, you cook something and it falls apart al yidei bushal. Aval tzli hu miskashe v'nase echot, whereas roasting brings it all together. V'chein tziva shelo yachel mimenu no. Similarly, it's not to be eaten no, which is partly roasted, you know, medium rare or rare. No, it should be fully roasted, that it not be eaten where it hasn't fully been roasted. That's not echad. Echad is that it's drawn together, tightly so, by being fully roasted. Ki im al yidei tzli sheyotze harayte v'halechus, so that the moisture is taken out of it, miskasha, it becomes firm, va'osa besora echad gomer, and it all becomes one. So the idea is for us on Pesach night also to realize that the carbon wasn't just some way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, at first glance you say, oh, carbon means devotion, and so we each bring a carbon to Hashem, and everybody has a kesayis of a carbon to show devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why a zachar? And why in its first year of life? And why all of us, families and or neighbors together? And why is it processed in fire? And why all of the body of the thing one? You know what else you're not allowed to do to Korban Pesach? After you've started taking the meat apart, what else can't you do? Ve'etzem lo yisish berubo. Can't break a bone. Not allowed to break a bone. There's no korban, not any other korban that's roasted or cooked or processed whole, and no other korban from which you're not, you know, where there's an iser, a prohibition to break a bone. But here, everything is to show and to express that we have become the people, and that we are aligned with and we have allegiance to the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one unitary Bairei Olam, the likes of which there is no other. And that is expressed in the kind of animal and in the process of the animal. And that's what the Kavanos are when we prepare a Korban Pesach and eat the Korban Pesach. The unique oneness of the Bairei Olam, Meloi Chol Haaretz, Kivaydai.